So the first part of any meditative process is to come into our seated position, to close the eyes, and to start getting the mind focused within. Today we're going to work on a pranayama meditation, which is alternate nostril breathing. But before we get into that, we want to make sure that the mind is in a good space. So using your two and then three-step breathing pattern, just create that very buoyancy of mind, that calm, steady mental condition. Establish that integrity of mind. If it helps to harness the mind towards the Trikuti point, the midpoint between the eyebrows, if you like that type of approach, then you can start to harness as if you're getting every cell of mind, every wavelength of mind focused right in one clean rhythm, right to one spot. Anything to clear the mind from divergent thoughts and focus in and create that very positive momentum, where mind is just moving in a very calm, wholesome manner. When you can feel when the mind starts to reach a place of stillness or ease, there won't be that rushingness of mind. And the mind will feel comfortable moving in a more quiet way. It won't feel restless. And that's a palpable way for you to see. Is my mind calm, or is it still a little bit jagged and jumpy? And another beautiful quality of a calm mind is that it wants to become more calm. It's trying to find a deeper place of solitude and sanctity. So here we're just talking about what type of psychic environment we want to create before we embark on our pranayama meditation. So now that we've taken a little bit of time to create that space, then we're going to work on our pranayama. Let's take that right thumb to the right nostril and gently close that nostril. And on your inhale, draw the breath deep in through the left side. Gently close the left with the third and fourth fingers and exhale out through the right. Inhale through the right. And exhale out through the left. We're going to call that one a practice round, and then just draw the hands back into the lap. Just want to create space for you to work. And it is work. Meditation means effort. To go against that materialistic pull or that external pull and draw the mind inside. When we do our pranayama meditation, on the inside, we're going to draw the breath, and you can even think of all the light, all the luminescence of the universe. We're going to take it all the way deep into our inner sanctuary. So you're going to have to use not just your breath, but your whole mental capacity to withdraw all the way into a point of stillness, of silence, of ease, of joy. Someplace that you may not even have gone. It's okay to go beyond into a new threshold to cross that space. And on the exhale, you're just going to extend that breath and go all the way out and breathe as if you're breathing out to the far edges of the cosmos. Let's just do one breath before we do a pranayama. Inhale, take in all the sweetness of life and in lighting up ourselves with warmth deep into the inner sense of mind. And then exhale out farther than the eye can see, cross planets and constellations very deep out across the great expanse. So with that type of visualization, with that type of feeling, with that type of rhythm, we're going to start our pranayama meditation. We'll do one round guided, and then there'll be scope to continue on your own. So take that right thumb to the right nostril, close and inhale. Just take in the light and purity of the cosmos. Just draw it all the way into the inner sanctuary of mind, that place of stillness that's within you. And when you need to exhale, just switch the nostril. You know how to do it and extend that breath all the way out. That's it. And just do three, four, five rounds on your own, as slowly as you can, as deeply as you can, involving every cell of mind, and just deepening your breath. Just watching that breath lengthen, inhaling to a point of inner stillness, and exhale out across the expanse. Go Go slow, go easy. We're going to do about 5 full rounds, wherever you may be in that process. And when you finish your 5 rounds, you can just draw the hands into the lap. When you finish, you may have lost count somewhere along the way, but when you feel like you've got done them, just draw the hands down into the lap. And then we're just going to kind of bask in that nice, easy feeling by breathing naturally. And let's take this into a very soft, gentle yoga nidra. Slowly, as gently, as quietly as you can, start to get yourself into a lateral position, just lying down onto the mat. So take yourself there quietly as you just extend the legs, remove any seat cushion or anything, and get yourself lying down, making a very comfortable transition. Feel the heels, the hips, the shoulder blades, the back of the head. If you need any pillow for support, it's okay. Just get yourself into a comfortable place, full release. Can rotate the palms facing towards the sky, arms about 5-6 inches from the hips, and you're just coming into a, Shavasana or Yoga Nidra, just a modified one here. Just let the muscles relax, let the bones settle into the earth, get your whole physical body just being embraced by Mother Earth, becoming part of the fabric of the earth. Letting all the body processes slow down. The heart rate, the respiratory rate. And let gravity just pull you deeper down into the earth as you just follow the path of least resistance and letting go. And use your breath to calm and heal your whole body, not just your breath, but your mind. The mind controls the vibration of the physical body or just what's going on in the physical body. So just breathe right in through the soles of the feet, a sense of ease, and let your mental touch reach to that spot. As if you're breathing in a sense of purity or light and just coming right up through those legs, easy. Letting them become weightless. And maybe reaching up through the hips, letting go at that area. And in the next inhale, just draw yourself right up into that whole heart region. Purifying and staying there. Good. Relax through the arms and elbows and palms and fingers. We're just going to take 5 or 6 more breaths. Inhale, draw the breath deep inside the mind. And exhale out. You're just purifying all the layers of your physical body, of your mental body. Literally recreating your whole physical and psychic structure. Thoughts also help create new cells, new cellular structure. So with our mind, we're just rebuilding, reconditioning, healing, and ultimately channelizing our whole human experience to a point of purity, of stillness, of beauty, of inner charm. We're just moving in that psychic momentum, drawing more and more speed and dynamism in that way. Physical body is relaxed, released. Mental body is sanctified. Spiritual body is awakened. Thirst, longing to experience something beyond material sphere. A sense of peace, of joy, of stillness. And I'll give you 5 or 10 more breaths to continue on your journey in your yoga nidra. One last deep inhale and exhale. You may either conclude your practice at this point or just continue on in your journey if you wish. Namaskar.